Welcome to another episode of Market Overdrive. I am your host, Carla Mina, with Compass. Can I say that? Is that allowed?
Yes. Still sounds weird.
So how are you, Joel?
Hey, we're doing good. It's so good to be back. When we do the Market Overdrive show, it's all about giving back.
Isn't it great? And with me also, my co-host, wearing pink, lovely color, my favorite. Mm-hmm. How are you, Nick?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good, good. Are we fighting on the show?
Nope, never.
Not today?
Not today.
Awesome. So would you like to introduce our superstar
realtor? I'm going to let Joe do it.
Oh, okay.
It's Joe's guest. Let's let Joey do it.
All right. So like I'm talking about, when we do Market Overdrive in 2019, the whole idea is tune in and elevate your real estate IQ. And so today I have Asani Steele from the Steele Consulting Group. And what we're going to be talking about is all the ways that he is doing it different. Guys, there's so many agents, right? And if you could actually do something to differentiate yourself in this market, you're going to close more business. So, Asani, how are you today?
Excellent.
Good. Tell us a little bit about your background and what you're doing right now to get more business.
We're basically focusing on our passion. I'm here with my team. They're in the background here. But so I do have a group. We just focus on being market leaders. We primarily serve all over Chicago, but we do specialize in emerging neighborhoods. So we just focus on creating new product, listening to what buyers want, and trying to be creative when we come across opportunities to make sure that they're developed and they're pursued to the highest and best use. And that's what we focus on.
And we're seeing you everywhere. I mean, literally, when you go into certain pockets of Chicago, we're seeing your name. So tell us a little bit about how you're doing this and what areas that you're seeing some of these prices that you're getting in certain neighborhoods. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so I went to real estate school at Coldwell Banker, but I had ended up working with At Properties for maybe like 5 years of my career, and then I went on to RE/MAX. But at every brokerage, I just made sure to just make lasting impressions with my peers and try to help and mentor and coach as much as possible. But, you know, basically what we do, like you said, is we're market makers. Mm-hmm. So we'll take dilapidated old properties. We do more than just market and sell them. We actually figure out, how to develop them. So we do have, I have a computer engineering degree, but I am an engineer at heart. But we go in and we also sell consulting services to our clients. So as part of getting the listing, we also bring them the opportunity and then help them figure out like what to do with it. So it helped. It really gives us an advantage in terms of, getting, new product and having a variety of opportunities, as they come about.
Give us an example. I mean, buy and sell is the most common thing of a realtor's job description, right? You're saying consulting services. Mm-hmm. Like, dig a little deeper in that. You just kind of threw it. You said it quickly and you didn't elaborate. Go a little deeper. What do you mean by consulting services? I buy a house. You're saying what to do with it.
Yeah, so some people have a natural passion for real estate. And, sometimes you'll get a phone call and someone just wants to make some money. So, depending on someone's experience, we work with investors anywhere from like seasoned professionals, career professionals, to people that may want to dive in, jump into real estate and just have an interest. So what we do, you've got the entire package. If someone wants to do a new development, or even if someone wants to have a house built, things like that, we leverage our network. We've been in business for almost 20 years and just give them the recipe. So, might be a two flat might come up for X amount of dollars, and maybe the highest sale in the neighborhood at the time for two flats might be $400,000. We will take that multi-unit and consider changing its use, so we could make it into a single-family home. That single-family home might be sold for maybe around $600,000 or $700,000. So normally when there's not enough room in a deal, and room meaning like profit, when you look at a property, you have to take into consideration that you do want to pull full plans and permits. You want to make sure that, you're rehabbing this thing, and you're going to sell it to a retail buyer that's going to spend their hard-earned money. But you want to make sure that when you remodel it, that the property actually gets, a large part of the, investment, and there's still, profit left over. So we'll tend, to do deals like that, where initially they may not make sense on the surface, but, if you change its use, then can have a successful project.
What if I just had my heart strung on a single family home, and there's plenty of single family homes in the area that you service, because it seems like you really focus in on a certain part of Chicago and you do really well. Mm-hmm. You've mastered that radius of whatever it might be, a quarter mile or 2 miles or however deep it is. What if I just really want to buy a single family home? There's nothing there. Would you be able to help us buy the land and just do something from startup? Because that's a scary process for somebody who wants new construction.
Yeah, so there's, you know, developing is, it can be tricky because there are certain guidelines to and rules, zoning, that set up with the city where, you know, you could take a lot and it might, you know, not even be buildable. You know, right. It could have been attached to the property next door, and then someone might have sold off that property. And then, you know, this lot pops up and you don't have much experience. You buy it and then you go in for permits. And 6 months later, you find out that, sorry, you know, the Florida area ratio has already been calculated for the building next door. So usually every seasoned investor or developer has had one or two purchases like that. So we try to, you know, help people to avoid a lot of those pitfalls.
And I know that, Nick, you're talking more about the end user, which is like a single family, like you said, Hassani, like a retail buyer. I think you're being really humble about who you are and the kind of changes that you made to the community, specifically in the South Side. I know that it 6 years ago, before there was like big bang or there was a lack of inventory, you were actually rehabbing and refurbishing, actually building new construction in these areas. Can you tell our audience, because there may be someone who is starting, so like this novice investor who has big dreams about doing what you're doing for your clients, how does one start? And because there's a lack of inventory right now, you actually created a market back in the days when there weren't any sales.
Yeah.
How do we do that now when there is a lack of inventory, but there may be an opportunity area for a young investor?
Well, number one, I have a saying, my team's probably like tired of me saying this, but seek understanding, number one. In coaching and mentoring others, you try to find easy to remember slogans or just ways of doing business and just keep it simple. But number one is seek understanding. So when we were going through the downturn, a lot of people, they're going to look for sales comps. They're going to look for examples of somebody that's done it before you. And you have to consistently set that example. And as you do that over and over again, I don't want to say it becomes easier, but there's a momentum that gets started. You do have to be conscious of every transaction that you do, making sure that you're consistent, because the buyers that purchase from you want to know that, okay, if you list this home, you're going to get your asking price. And we consistently do that. We negotiate on all deals, but we're very conscious of when we do a condo development, making sure that, you know, we, the people that purchase from us, they're protected, and we're not going to go and just sell off the last property at whatever price, you know. But basically, you know, what, you know, we've done is just really tried to focus on the buyer and thinking about who our target market is. If an investor or if a client wants to purchase a home, the type of people that we sell to are ones that are going to, you know, primary residents that are going to live in the property, but they're probably going to pay a bit more attention to the detail, you know, in the home.
They're love that you say detail. Sorry for interrupting you, but going back to that question that I asked about going back, what, 9 years where no one was selling anything and you were bringing in products that were like 500,000, kind of Lincoln Park quality per se in High Park. And we were looking at it like, wait, how is he going to comp out on this? So how are you able to convince an appraiser when there aren't any back history or any, like, you know, past sales?
So we do everything short of actually writing that appraisal. And with the help of my team, Felicia's sitting over there. She's probably...
she's like, I'm the appraiser, actually.
Yeah. Right, I know. So she does all of our appraisal packets. We meet as a team. And there are rules and guidelines. It's important that you know those. And you can go outside of the mile radius if you can't find a comp within that area. And then also you can use comps that are beyond... particular time frame. So we really know those rules really well. And a lot of the appraisers, they've seen us do this over and over. And they ultimately do give an opinion. I mean, it's their opinion.
Right.
So when we sell properties, we make sure that we gather all the backup offers. If somebody wants to place an offer on our property, we'll still ask them to send it, even if maybe somebody else has made an offer. We'll call for highest and best, and it's important for us to get our hands on that, because as an appraiser, if you have multiple offers, you know, we'll put those multiple offers in the packet, and we'll show them that based on the market demand that, you know, like this is what we this property is worth.
Yeah. We didn't get one blind fish. We had a bunch of people looking for this place.
Blind fish.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but it's like the appraiser, if they think it's overpriced, like, well, you got lucky. There's always some, like, somebody that wants to just overpay something, but you back it up with four or five different
right. They want to contest it for whatever reason, but right. if you do have backup offers, and some will take it. I mean, some appraisers won't take your package with those, but it's good that you're giving that information, because if somebody's out there selling a property and they know that they're the higher price property in the market mm-hmm. based on the last 3 months or 9 months of sales comps, it's good that you know, you're saying this and giving this advice, because you can request that from your realtor to do the same. Joel?
Yep. I like that he has the details. So many agents throw it up against the wall and wonder what's going to happen, what's different. And the reason I'm so excited that Asana is here today is that you can tell that he has the expertise and the knowledge, not just to put it on the market and hope it works. He's partnered with people to make sure that it's going to happen. And he delivers a great product.
Right.
He has so many transactions that he's not even telling us about. All of these deals that he's done, one leads to the next.
Right.
And he really knows what he's doing.
Yeah, take this as a compliment. You are a market nerd.
Wow, well,
that's a good thing. That's a really good thing.
You guys really make me feel
he knows
good.
He knows your mom. Well, listen to you talk. You sound like you're like, all right, this is my pocket of Chicago.
I dictate
the market. I tell you what it's worth. Yeah. And that's it. Welcome to Steel Country.
And so, yeah, exactly. Don't come in my neighborhood talking about comps because I make them.
Appraiser. No.
No, but truthfully, right, I like that you started with what makes you different as a mm-hmm. broker, right? And I think that there's so many new industry people. People mm-hmm. are coming into real estate because real estate is hot. It's so easy to transact. You yes. put a property on the market right now. There seems to still be bidding wars and, you know, there's high demand. But when you're able to survive an up and down, a recession market, and actually create a market for yourself, I think that's, you know, that's something that we definitely commend on the show. And obviously, you speak because you know. It comes from knowledge. But when it comes to, you said, also producing a good product.
Yes.
And like I said, you brought in a very high-end product in a, per se, distress. I mean, you were in Bronzeville, too. I mean, this mm-hmm. at that time, right? We're not saying today. But how were you able to vision that there was going to be a market for that type of product? And how do you go about advising your developers on what kind of products and not to overspend in the area?
Yeah, overspend. That's something that people are definitely concerned about. Yeah, you're right. It's a sales process that starts with the initial investor, because they have a lot of the same fears as the end user, end buyer. We look at, I don't just specialize in one area. I make sure that I'm briefed on just a lot, like world news, political, and then Chicagoland, because then you can understand, like, we do deals everywhere. We're known for being market makers in general, a lot of emerging areas, but we still do transactions like in Lincoln Park, you know, Gold Coast, you know, all over. And then we also serve Bronzeville, Humble Park, and South Shore, Woodlawn, and a lot of these other ones. But one of the things that we do is just we make sure that we know what's going on in other areas, and then we can go to places like the South Loop that has a lot of inventory. You know, during the last downturn, the architects, and I'm generalizing, weren't challenged as much as they were creating a lot of the mid-rise and high-rise product. Because, and I remember, you know, back in the early 2000s, the developers were able to pre-sell majority of their new construction, and then people would flip those contracts. Right. And, you know, dens went from like 10 by 10 to 8 by 9 to 7 by 6, and they got smaller and smaller. And they kind of got away with it because a lot of the investors were buying them on paper. Well, now we capitalize on a lot of that because the South Loop, and again, I'm generalizing, you know, there's a lot of concrete loss, a lot of two-bedroom dens that's been turned to three bedrooms. You go in there, you're wondering, how are you going to fit this furniture in here? What were they thinking?
And, they needed more bedrooms.
You know, basically it was just like, okay, someone was sitting like an office somewhere like, okay, we need an extra, you know, X amount of revenue. Okay, let's go ahead and squeeze some more of these bedrooms in here and let's see what we can get. But the investors, which weren't really like market professionals, were buying these places, and they were flipping the contracts when the properties would come for delivery. So the South Loop has a lot of that inventory. Much of it has been absorbed through, like, you know, the investor market. Like, some people would go and buy condos. During the downturn, there were sell-offs. But now the renters that, you know, are paying a premium are saying, okay, I don't want necessarily Frigidaire appliances and floating hardwood floors, and I don't want, like, every bedroom to have borrowed light like a loft. I do value my views. I do want views. I do want to live, you know, close to the lake. You know, and the South Side has so much more to offer than, you know, the existing brand, you know, today. It's improving. But so what we do is we, you know, we'll say, OK, how can we target the South Loopers that do have a sense, but that do want, like, you know, real hardwood floors, maybe a bit more square footage. They still want to have a view. South Side offers great views. Yeah, pretty much every building, if you go to the roof, you can see the skyline. And if you stay east of King, you can get a glimpse of the lake.
I want to negate that. The only concern that I have about that market and that the area is the high assessments and the age of the buildings. It makes it for not affordable for a lot of people, because we can come up north and still get the location, proximity to the lake, and also the views. But then you don't have these old buildings and that have like $1,000 in assessments. And some of them are co-ops, aren't they?
A lot of the ones in Hyde Park are co-ops. But what we do, we'll take those people as well. We're like, we'll go between maybe 31st and maybe 66, but I'd say 31st to like 47th Street.
I'm writing this down.
Yeah. We have a building going up right now at 4625 South Lake Park, and no old co-ops or no high-rise in that area.
Yeah. Isn't that the old co-op?
No. Okay. It'll start like from like 47th Street to like 55th, you know, the Hyde Park proper.
Yeah.
It's pretty much landlocked, so it's hard to find land over there. So we're developing in around those areas, just north and then south. So, yeah, you could find a co-op. There's one that we're going to list, actually a resale, you know, $350, but then you got to pay $1,500 assessments. So those people are looking for alternatives, and they'll go to single family. They'll go to a condo that has, you know,
$300 assessments. Sonny's giving us his business plan. I'm on it.
So, it's enough out there for everybody.
Right? So. That's right. Sharing is caring.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming on our show. I know you're super busy. Is there any special person you'd like to give out a shout out? I know you're a great family man.
Oh, wow.
Lay up.
Well, okay, so I got like 5 seconds, so I'm going to give a shout out to my lovely
to
wife.
To my team, I love you. No,
my lovely wife,
make it personal.
Diana Mitchell Steele. She does a lot of hard work on the South Side at University of Chicago, taking care of sick babies. She's an ICU doctor. Ooh. And then my team that's sitting here, you got Christian, Mark, and Felicia. I couldn't do it without you guys. And yeah, so
we're gonna make a song
again
out of
thanks
that.
For having me. I
well before
it.
You go, you got to tell us how we get a hold of you. Give us an email address, give us a phone number, give us something.
All right, so whatasteel.com is the best way. It's got my number on there, it's got the email. You might see a postcard with Just Call Joel on there. If you flip it over, we might be on the back.
That's right.
We'll see. So
what? Co-branding? I love it. No, he's making fun of
but,
it.
But yeah, so it's whatasteel, WHATASTEELE. And you can just go out there and you can see a lot of the product that we have. We'll put stuff out there before it hits the MLS as it's under construction.
Cool. Love it.
Christian. Yeah, so
holding accountable, Christian.
Rules. Yeah, so, yeah.
I love it. What a steal. And Joel, you have some great news, maybe a raffle or something that you're giving away.
Oh, yes. The
Tell
Cubs are back in town. It's opening day week, so the giveaway. So it's all about doing something to get more viewers and listeners. So what we're going to be doing is a Cubs giveaway. So it's two tickets. Next week, tune in. You're going to get an announcement for the winner. And how do you enter? Literally look below. If you make a comment on the Facebook page why you should win the tickets, or copy a friend that would like the show, we're going to be doing a random winner next week, and there are two Cubs tickets right off the field for a game on May 2nd.
I love it. And I think he wanted to do that, Nick, because I'm not going to be here next week, and mm-hmm. So now everybody has to tune in to watch Joel. Because, you know, they tune in to watch me, but okay.
Ratings are going to skyrocket while she is gone next week.
We're going to miss
you. You guys are going to be good, right?
We will be better. This is a nice rotation. Notice, like, elimination of weakness and increase of strength. We just go this way, boop, goes a little grape, and we are solid.
Just call me a grape. I can't stand him. I love you, Joel. Thank you so much for sharing your tickets with us. I'm, like, always jealous of all the pictures that you and your wifey are posting. I mean, if they're not on vacation, they're, you know, like, they're at the Cubs game, and no one gets Carla and invite Nick. What's up with that?
Yeah, I don't blame them.
Guys, we'll be back next week, and it'll be a great show together. But the idea here is tune in and actually learn something. And that's why we were so excited to have the guests that we have this week and each and every single week when you tune into Market Overdrive.
Love you, Joel. You're amazing. Nick, if you had tickets, would you give me 2 tickets? How about I post on the website?
I think I've given you plenty of Bulls tickets.
I know. I just...
Yeah, you've consumed, like, Bulls tickets over Bulls tickets over Bulls tickets.
But you know what?
I'm not a Cub fan, so I don't have season tickets to the Cubs. I have season tickets to the Bulls.
So you're going to do giveaways, too, so you can increase the audience, but when I'm gone, because no one's going to be tuning in.
Away
I'm not going to be here next week, you guys, so don't tune in. Should we boycott Nick?
Did you just really say that to your... Well, okay, well, we clearly see who's in it for the only themselves.
I love it. But I'm not here
for
myself.
I'm not
going to
be here next week, so don't tune in. Holy cow. I'm going to take all of May off, everyone.
Do not take off all of May.
Okay, see how that works out.
So guess who's back in the room? A superstar that's been here before.
Been a while.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
No, I was here last week. What are you talking about?
Hey.
Wow. Grape and nuts. Grape nuts. Sheena Omotola.
Sheena
Omotola is our real guest. We are happy to have you here. It's been about 4 years.
I know. It's crazy.
When last time you were on a show, you were just about to open up your real estate office.
Yeah.
Skyward is the
name. Wait, 4 years?
It's been 4 years.
Been 4 years.
Yeah.
Skyward Realty.
So Nick remembers anniversaries. Did you bring her something?
It's not an anniversary.
Our anniversary back.
She was here 4 years ago. It's good to have you back.
Well, thank you. Thanks
Different
for
setting.
Having me back. Yeah.
How are things?
It's busy.
Things are good.
Things are great.
And since it's been so long, you're going to have to give the audience a little bit of background on yourself and refresh all that.
Okay. Let's see, where did I start? Been in real estate for 10 years. Decided to do my own business, my own brokerage called Skyward Realty. Our logo is the Phoenix, so it's going up, right? Because we are... Our slogan is your dream home specialist. Okay. And I have that trademark, so don't even think about trying to steal that.
Oh, okay.
and our focus is residential, and we're in the western suburbs. We focus in the western suburbs, and it's just been extremely busy because we are focused on helping young professionals, people upgrading, downgrading, empty nesters, all that stuff. And we launched a website called Chicago Houses Online, which is a direct feed. We only show active listings, so people can go in there, and then once it's under contract, it's pulled. So it's a nice, safe place for people to search for properties in Chicago and the suburbs, because that's like, kind of like the natural flow I've been seeing, is mm-hmm. people come out to the suburbs, they have kids, or they want to just have more room, and then they come back downtown because they want the entertainment, the lifestyle. And then about, I want to say 2 years ago, we found a hidden secret.
Yes, tell us about
that's
that secret.
That's what we're here
about.
That's
the secret. I'm about to expose
to
the secret.
Touch a little bit about that secret.
Northwest Indiana. It's hot. I can't even tell you how hot it is.
Look at his face. Yeah, look at his face.
I'm already like, I'm going to believe you because you know what you're talking about.
Boy, Caliente.
But this conversation is like, I've heard this too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not in the same area, but the one that I keep hearing younger people discuss is Crown Point.
Crown Point is so
and
on fire.
So I've
it's
heard
not
that,
even funny.
And I was like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not, this is your segment, so let you tell us, because I'll tell you what I heard, but I want to hear what you see.
What I see, yeah. So I personally moved there from the western suburbs about 2 years ago.
To Crown Point?
We're on the border of St. John and Crown Point. So I'm like less than 5 minutes.
On what street? What's your address?
Don't you worry.
Exactly.
You'll
keep
track me later.
So go ahead.
So just within the 2 years, we've already had 8 new subdivisions, 2 schools built and overcrowded already. Malls coming. Businesses are just popping up. Giordano's opened their first Northwest Indiana location 2 years ago. Consistent.
So it's officially
rate.
A Chicago suburb now.
Oh,
Giordano's
it is. I'm branding it as Chicago's hottest and newest suburb.
I love it.
It's and great.
So you're seeing a lot of residential.
It's all residential.
And I think it
families.
Was it driven because of the property taxes and all
property
that.
Property taxes. Yeah. Indiana for first first and foremost, it's a strong state. They've been fiscally strong for years. But they capped their property taxes at 1%.
Yeah.
So you're looking at a house at $360,000. Your property taxes are probably $2,700 for the year.
That's awesome. And I know that a lot of people are not going to say, I'm going to move to Indiana because you have a lifestyle in Chicago. But I think it's a great opportunity for investors, right? As I met with the a tax, you know, someone who appeals taxes, mm-hmm. a tax appeal person today, attorney. Sorry, I can't speak. But they're saying that there's going to be a huge increase in property taxes for commercial properties, 10 plus units or 5 plus units. So when you're looking at investment opportunities, because obviously this is going to decrease your income, right? Potential.
Right.
So to look at a potential in the area, is there a opportunity such as like property management? If someone wanted to buy like a 10 unit, like a larger size
there's
unit?
There's not too many. There's not a lot of multi-units because Indiana by nature was more farm and families, right? So now with the infiltration, last year we had 31,000 new residents just in Northwest Indiana.
Love it.
Just in 1 year.
So the economics sound great, but tell us about functionality.
Functionality, they're keeping up.
Like, how are you, you know, we think of Chicago and the Chicago metro or Chicagoland, and we have suburbs that are all the way out. Let's just say, for example, Naperville, Orland Park.
Yep.
Schaumburg the opposite way. These are like 45-minute drives to get to
the
downtown.
Same thing.
So for me, from where we are sitting to get to Crown Point, how long?
It's about an hour. Like, perfect example, my doctor's here at Northwestern, right in Erie. I left Thursday morning at 8:05. I was in the parking lot at 9:02.
School districts, school systems.
Schools are amazing. Like? Munster's swim team has been undefeated for like 30 years, and most of those girls go to the Olympics.
Wow.
There's a lot. And that's what a lot of people come to me for. The two questions I get, or three questions I get, is shopping, you know, entertainment, food, schools. And the funny thing is diversity. A lot of people have this thing, especially my fellow Chicagoans, is like, what is it like out there? Because when you grow up in Chicago, and even the suburbs, you're used to seeing everyone. I mean, that's the beauty of Chicago, right? We have all this great food and all these great restaurants. Right. But Northwest Indiana is so diverse. There's so many Italians and Greeks and Serbians and Polish and Nigerians. And I mean,
There's no Albanians, Sheena.
You're going to start your own community.
No. They are.
No. None of us have moved out there. No.
Yes, they are. Trust me. When there's land,
when there's opportunity.
I've seen your people there. I've seen them.
Okay.
So that's the other thing, too. And like our neighborhoods, it's really nice, very family-oriented. So not only with the property taxes, but we don't pay tax on groceries.
That's good.
Exactly.
Yes.
I know a lot of people who go over there.
They go shopping.
Or their cigarettes, right? Sorry.
Yeah, the cigarettes, the liquor.
Nick used to do that all the time.
Did you really? No, Nick quit. Stop it.
Gas prices.
Yeah. Affordability is so much better.
And it's
such close proximity.
For.
Why not, right?
Right. I mean, you're downtown and then the South Shore Line. Mm-hmm. So the South Shore Line, if you're looking closer to the lake, so the St. John Crown Point, we're not in that lake cusp, so we don't get the snow like people in Valpo and Chesterton and Munster would do. But the South Shore Line goes right there. One of my clients, she works for down here on Michigan Avenue. She just jumps to South Shore Line. I mean, goes right down to Millennium Park.
I love it.
So you're still commuting, you know.
It's great. I mean, I used to make fun of my friend because, like, you should move over here because it's so affordable. He works at Telemundo, but he would go. He's always from there. I'm like, how do you commute? Your commute's got to be brutal.
I heard the train thing isn't any different from being in Orland Park.
Right?
I heard about this Crown Point thing
a while back.
4 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, what? And they're like, a lot of younger people that work in the city are training up to Crown Point, living in Indiana at half the price of what it would cost to live in the city. Not to mention they're in the 5,000 square foot home.
Yeah. Well, see, let me ask you that then, because we did hear about this like 4 years ago. So are the prices now escalated?
It's going up. And of course, it's crazy hot. I mean, everything's being sold in 1 day, 13 offers.
So there's a lot of demand.
Yeah, a lot of demand. And a new report came out saying that Munster, Highland, and Griffith are now ranked as the top towns in the Midwest that retirees are seeking.
Okay.
Which is really interesting because a lot of people, when their kids go off to college.
And they're on a fixed income.
And
so
they're
it's
on a
easier.
Fixed income. Yeah. So perfect example, I'm selling this house in Hammond, South Hammond, which is right by Purdue. The property taxes.
Hey.
The property taxes, 100. The house is purchased $189. The property taxes are $755 for the year. And you're talking a gut rehab, 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 1-car garage, fenced in yard.
Don't do it. I'm not. No, I'm
come
not going to let you
over,
do it. I am from
fine.
Illinois, and I'm keeping my.
I know.
My pride
hard.
Is here. I don't care how bankrupt we are. I am an Illinois resident for life.
You can always still cross the state line.
I'm going to stay here and ride this out so I can buy the whole state.
Buy the whole state
in distress. The whole state's bankrupt.
Didn't you do that before?
Bought the whole state? No, I tried.
No.
It didn't work.
He's a nerd.
Touch a little bit about, I know you're in contact with a lot of new developers.
Yes.
With the new construction.
New construction,
and the fact
yes.
that you can get, you know, 3,000 plus square foot home out in Indiana.
Yeah.
Call it peanuts compared to what we're paying in our suburbs out here and our tax brackets out here. So talk about all the development that's going on.
Development right now, it's really hot closer to the highways. So anything like Crown Point, because we're close to 394. And depending on where you are in Crown Point, you can jump on 65 to 80, 94. And then like by Dyer, but Dyer has already been kind of like sold out. And St. John is, you know, St. John's right a little north of Crown Point. So you can easily jump on 394 to 294, which is what I do. We already have, they said 550 new constructions just in St. John alone
wow.
by second quarter.
Wow. I love it.
There's eight new subdivisions.
So what's the opportunity there? What's the medium price if someone were to look and say, okay, let me consider this option?
I mean, you can get a really, really nice home for like $210,000.
Like a 4-bedroom, 3-bath?
3-bedroom, 2.5.
Okay, so
yeah,
that's kind of like
a lot of 2.5s. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, at the base price, with a decent-sized yard, I mean, maybe 1/4 acre, you know?
Right.
And then also, the HOAs are really low.
Okay.
The HOAs are like $300 for the year. It's awesome.
What does that cover?
I mean, because it's a new development, so it's just mostly...
Like scavenger for the subdivision for $300
a
year.
Yeah, because
that's just to own
stuff.
It, yeah.
Right.
And do they have like
the plumbing
a pool?
And stuff like that.
Do they have a party
Everybody
house?
Has a pool, I swear.
Oh.
Yeah, one of the pool companies we call because we're trying to get one, it's a 2-year wait list.
What?
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Nick, you would die. Look at his face.
I side hustle.
I don't wait for anything.
But it's giving
it's
people
a side
more
hustle.
Opportunity,
don't say
though.
That to Nick. He'll start a pool company.
Yeah. Well,
wait, let
I'm
me
saying.
Call my family, actually.
It's a great opportunity with all the influx of families and people moving there. All these businesses in Indiana's second in the nation for the lowest corporate tax. So if you're entrepreneurs, people have the ability to start their own businesses and cater to like the kids and everything else.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you heard it on Market Overdrive. I don't want to say you heard it first here because it's all news, but you heard it from our Sheena.
Hey!
And if you need more information about this or get more information about the area, the median price, if you're looking to relocate and save money, especially for you, I don't know, baby boomers who are on a fixed income, right? This is like the lifestyle.
Yeah.
So where do people get a hold of you?
Just want better quality of life. And
quality
save
of
some
life,
more money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Retired, maybe we send Nick out there. It's pick a Nick day.
Oh, sorry,
he's pretty
Nick.
Chill today.
Better
sorry.
Quality of life, like it's like the ghettos of Illinois.
No, I
is that where you're from?
My Illinois.
The way she said it, the better quality of life in Indiana.
Sorry. Mm.
What's happening? Is there anything going on in Gary, Indiana?
I'm
crime.
Don't say that, because Casey is from Gary, so I got to mess with him. He's like, I'm not from Gary, Indiana.
Crime.
No,
he said Crown Point, but
last year, the Gary Railcats.
Do not listen to him.
Crime.
He's not a true Michael Jackson fan.
And Michael Jackson came from Gary, Indiana.
Yeah. Did, exactly.
Best and only thing that came out
and
of
And I know
Gary,
you
Indiana.
Love him. That's why I'm like, what? He's not knocking it.
I foresee that being changed really quickly, especially with the steel mill.
Yeah, steel, but that's been there forever.
Yeah, but it's producing. It's one of the top ones now in the nation because of the economy.
See that? If you need to know anything about Indiana, you got to call my girl, Sheena.
Call her. And speaking of, we actually have to get some contact info on you because we're about to wrap up.
Let's do it.
So, Ms. Skyward, how do we get a hold of you?
Very simple. Skyward Realty. And if you're interested in looking for houses in Northwest Indiana, you can go to NW Indiana Houses Online, which is Northwest Indiana Houses Online.
Skyward phone number. Realty. Where do they call you if they just want to pick up the phone and call?
708-203-9133.
There you have it.
Love the direct connect to me, and I will tell you everything
about Indiana. You're an Indiana spy. I don't know if we can have you back here again.
I feel like you know,
we got to protect our.
You know what? He's jealous because he overpaid for his
Illinois
stuff.
Borders. Protect
still
our
has
borders.
Her office here. What are you talking about?
I know she's like a sellout though.
No, I'm sneaky.
I don't know if I like this anymore.
By night, I'm like,
I love
over.
You, Sheena. That's awesome.
You're an Indiana mole. You're like in here, like taking all the good Chicagoans out.
But you know what I love about you on a personal level is that you like relaunch yourself, right? And you like literally, and I love this skyward because that's truly what you are. Like just starting and going through like a, you know, kind of a negative period on whatever. Yeah. But now you're like, you're doing it. You believe in it. I love that. I'm so happy
Thank
for
you.
You.
And I'm just kind of curious, how many women actually own their own brokerage?
Hey, we should do those numbers, Nick.
Yeah. There's quite a few.
Nick has the stats on everything.
A franchise.
Ooh.
That's the difference.
A franchise. I love it. Yes, own it. See? Don't let the boys.
Well, let's not forget the segment was brought to you by Trust One. And we want to thank Trust One.
Trust One is our sponsor?
Trust One Title is sponsoring this segment, so we want to make sure that recognition goes out for Sheena.
Shout out to Trust One. We appreciate you and your guests.
Get up here.
Trust One promoting Indiana.
Promoting Indiana just to upset, but this is my girl, Georgette. We're doing great things, George. They can't even see you right here. Look at that. I'm going to move the camera for you.
What are we doing here?
Hey,
how are we doing this?
Trust One Title.
Trust One Title. Can we make our announcement? We're hosting a yoga, Mother's Day yoga event at your studio.
Yes, at Darshan Center. If you want a yoga with your child for Mother's Day, it's Mexican Mother's Day, and please come visit us with Carla Mina and a whole bunch of real estate professionals. Learn how to invest in your health and in your wealth.
Love her. Awesome. See, women in power, doing things, doing big things. I love Georgette. And Trust One, it's a great company. They're really in the community making everybody's dreams come true. So reach out to Georgette if you have any questions.
Health and wealth, all located right here in Illinois. You can catch this episode of Market Overdrive and every episode of Market Overdrive by going to our website, marketoverdrive.com, or Facebook/Market Overdrive, as well as jump on YouTube, go to Twitter or Instagram, and you will see full episodes as well as some snippets and tidbits of every show. That's a wrap. We'll see you next Thursday at 5:30 right back here.